Hey guys, it's Rob and Sean, like usual.
Yeah.
We're going through a little bit of a, like you're going back in time, basically.
Time travel.
This was an older episode of this show when it was called something different. That's pretty much all you need to know, I guess.
Easy enough.
It was reviewed in a past life. Deal with it. You want to listen to those? Go back and listen to them. I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, but now we're uploading these in the order that they aired?
Yeah.
Incorrect air date.
Yes, which is chronologically correct, so that's why you have this one. That's all you need to know. Just listen to it. You don't care. Bye. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
And welcome to another episode of Gurz Berms, your weekly Goosebumps review podcast. As always, I'm Rob.
And I am Sean.
But it's not Gurz Berms right now.
No.
This is the first episode in our monthly Midnight Society, which basically means every month there's going to be one episode where we do Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Are we going to say it's the last episode of the month?
Yeah, it is going to be the last episode of the month.
It should just always be the last
episode. I was
thinking
this is going to be the first episode of August, but it's going to be the last episode of July.
Yep.
Last episode of the month.
Yeah. So every month, there's going to be one episode, Monthly Midnight Society, where we just do Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very fine with that. And we're not going in any kind of order, either. We're just doing ones that we remember that were awesome.
Just basically, like, whatever we feel like watching.
Yeah. And this week, we felt like watching The Tale of the Unexpected Visitors.
Mm-hmm.
This episode fucking rules.
Yeah, it does.
There's so much awesome stuff in this.
It's so 90s.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
the 90s personified.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Yeah. This is the most 90s episode probably that we've done so far.
Probably.
Like, it's so crazy. Cool. It has like the normal, you know, Midnight Society, but this one has Stig in it,
mm-hmm.
which he's awesome. He looks like Stig. He smells so bad.
He does.
Ugh, so cool.
Like,
but
he looks like he smells like farts.
Oh, he looks like he's made of farts.
At all times.
Yeah. But this, oh my god, it's so fucking cool. The episode has the best first line that I think.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
Of anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest first line ever.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that line, though. But the episode stars Jeff, his buddy Perch, their best friends. Complete opposites.
Completely different people.
Perch is like a metalhead.
Yeah.
And Jeff looks like a white version of Lionel Richie.
Basically, yeah.
Like, he looks like all he listens to is like yacht rock and stuff. Like,
yacht
that's
rock,
it.
Like fucking, just, I don't even know.
Probably likes Loverboy.
Yeah.
You know he does.
Without a doubt.
But the episode starts and we see the outside of a house and it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
It's already kind of spooky.
It is.
It's already pretty spooky out. I'm so glad we're doing this, by the way.
Yeah.
So happy.
Yeah.
I fucking love Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I don't know why we didn't just do this in the first place.
I don't know. Because Gurz Berms, that meme was out, and it was like,
yeah,
convenient.
We didn't really think that went through too well.
It was convenient. I still like Goosebumps, though.
I do, too. It's not as good, though. I still...
No, it's not. Suddenly, we hear someone jamming on a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Cut to inside the house, and we see the coolest kid in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's Perch. He's headbanging. Then he stops playing. This is that first line we alluded to. All he says is, "Whoa, eclectic riff." It's fucking awesome. Play it.
Whoa, eclectic riff.
That's fucking awesome.
Best line ever.
Yeah. Fuck, that is going on the soundboard.
Literally, first line of the whole episode. It's crazy.
Yeah, first line of the episode is,
"Whoa, eclectic riff."
He fucking rules.
Yeah, I love him.
He's got a couple other gems, too, later on in the episode.
He's got some good ones.
And they're just arguing about what their music should be.
Yeah, like what sound they should be going
Bobby's
for.
Bobby's playing the piano. Or not Bobby, Jeff. He's playing the piano. And he's just like John Teshing it up.
Yeah. Like, it's not cool.
Jeff sucks.
Jeff does suck.
He sucks. Perch rules, though.
Oh, yeah. Perch is way cool.
Next, they go into Jeff's dad's office, which is like the Matrix. There's a million computers.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
What we find out is his dad does stuff with satellites.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole description.
That's it.
He no idea what else he does, but he does stuff
with
satellites. Yep. The whole reason they're going into the computer room, though, is to watch World War IV.
World War IV, it's a wrestling pay-per-view.
Yeah, with a main event of Razor Ramon.
Hey, yo!
Versus Bret Hart.
Sounds awesome.
For free. They're doing this to get, like,
illegal. Oh, yeah, they're going to steal the pay-per-view.
Yeah. This makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even seen the rest of the card. I don't need to.
No, I don't need to.
With a main event like that.
It's got Razor versus Bret Hart.
Yep.
Sounds awesome.
This could be after Razor had that ladder match, you know what I mean? With
maybe.
With Shawn Michaels. Because that basically put him to the next level.
Yeah, it didn't say it was for the Intercontinental title, so this must have been after.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fucking cool. I want to watch it. I'm mad that this isn't a real pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could easily find Bret Hart versus Razor Ramon.
I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to find.
But I want to see the one from this night.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the one from this fictional pay-per-view.
There really was World War IV, though. Wasn't there the,
It was World War III in WCW.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck.
They just released that, like a box set of World War III, didn't they? I'm, like,
yeah,
almost positive.
It was called, like, War Games or something.
I think it just called... It's called something like... It's probably called, like, Satan's Butthole.
I think it's called War Games, WCW's Most Infamous Match or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, or Satan's Butthole. Wasn't it the Devil's Playground or something?
I think it was Satan's Playground for, like, the Hell in the Cell
DVD they put out. This is so dumb.
Yeah, it's awesome.
While they're in the room about to get stoked on the pay-per-view, Jeff hears Bobby, his little brother...
Yeah.
His brother fucking sucks.
I hate his brother. He sucks.
He's wearing a giant pocket tee.
He's honestly...
There's nothing wrong with pocket tees, though.
No.
I mean, everyone knows summer 2013 is the summer of pocket tees. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That's all I wear now is pocket tees. I'm 90 years old. I don't ever put anything in the pockets, but I like having it there.
I think once you start putting stuff into the pockets, that's when you're old.
That's the problem, yeah. I fucking like pocket tees, man.
Yeah.
I just dig it. I dig it so hard. I'm wearing all these, doing this new thing of trying to wear like bright colors and stuff. Like
we're both kind of bright. When's the last time you saw me in a yellow t-shirt?
Not very often.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm trying to do this. I'm wearing like a salmon?
It's not quite a salmon, and salmon's more pink.
What color is this? Like a...
It's like a burnt salmon?
Like a fuchsia or something?
That's not fuchsia.
What the fuck is this color?
I think it, I don't know.
I like it though.
It's a good color.
I like it. I've been wearing this, I've been wearing some shades of blue, like some aqua type colors. They're all pocket tees, though. They have to be.
Yeah.
I won't wear one unless it's a pocket tee or a V-neck. Like, not a deep V, but a V-neck.
Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes regular t-shirts they strangle you a little bit, you know?
Whenever I wear a V-neck, though, I feel like the neck's all stretched out because I'm not used to, like, that cut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Strange.
Yeah.
But this shirt is like 9 sizes too
big.
Oh,
yeah. It's bigger than the shirt that you're currently wearing. Mind you, this kid's probably 6 years old.
I know. And it's tucked into his jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the thing that's so weird is his pocket of his pocket tee.
His pocket is like in his belly button.
It's like tucked, like his...
The pocket is almost tucked into his pants. It's crazy.
It's so stupid. And he says he'll squeal to mom and dad unless Jeff makes him a banana split. And this goes on... It's only like a 30-second thing, but it's like he made him a banana split. Like he just put, you know, a banana with 2 scoops of vanilla.
Yeah.
And it's like, motherfucker, you know you got to put some chocolate sauce on that. So Bobby's like, the fuck is this shit, man? Put some chocolate sauce on it. So he does. And he's like, fine, are you happy? And he's like, I'd be happy if you put some fucking cherries on it. Because that's, if you're making a banana split, at least put the shit that's in there. Come on. Don't half-ass it.
Yeah.
While Bobby is making his nad, or while Jeff is making his nad brother a banana split, Perch is still in the basement. He's just hitting a bunch of random keys and stuff.
Oh, he's infiltrating the mainframe.
What he's doing, though, is he's aligning satellites.
He's aligning satellites for the Peabody Project.
Yeah. Which, that's the project.
Yeah, that's their dad's super secret project.
And then he just, like, finds a keyboard and starts jamming out and sending messages
into
space.
Yeah, he's sending messages into space. Because first it tells him to, like, enter some coordinates, so he just hits some random numbers.
Random buttons. Then gets aligned to another planet.
Yeah.
Then he just, like, plays a couple fucking riffs on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Plays Electric Avenue. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, sending messages back and forth. And this is all in a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He's contacted other life forms.
Yeah.
That fucking quick. And suddenly there's an incoming message. And then Perch infiltrates the mainframe again. But then the computer just, like, shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think Jodie Foster could use Perch.
Yeah. She really wants her privacy.
Yeah.
And next they hear mom and dad in the driveway.
Well, first they get a message. It's like, message received. Like, no one received this fucking message.
Yeah.
And then the aliens send a message back. It sounds like fucking creepy tones.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah. Not at all like Close Encounters.
No. Not anything like that.
Nothing.
No. But mom and dad are home. Fuck, man, they're busted. And mom and dad don't know they're in the basement, though. They're just mad that the brother had ice cream before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother's a fucking idiot because his whole face, it looks like he just, like, smashed his face into ice cream. Like,
yeah.
It's obvious you ate ice cream
because yeah, like,
you're wearing it.
You did the only thing we don't want you to do. You fed your brother ice cream.
You gave your brother food.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone knows, though, his brother, if you give him ice cream before bed, he's not going to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Just the rule of it, you know? And then later that night, we see Bobby sleeping with his dog on the floor beside him.
Mm-hmm.
His dog sees a light from outside, just runs out of the house.
Yeah, the dog gets up, opens the door. There's no dog door.
I didn't see a dog door.
Because there wasn't one.
He just stood up, opened it.
It just cuts from him in the bedroom to him outside. So the dog let himself out.
So he just, like, unlocks the deadbolt, walks outside. And then we just see a giant glowing spider web.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate spiders.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm progressing, though, like in my manliness, because I was taking a shower the other morning. There was a spider in there, but it was like, you know the spiders that aren't scary at all? It was like, had a little body, a little tiny leg.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like a thick black one. It almost looked like a baby daddy long leg or something. Like, it was not scary.
Yeah.
And I was showering, and I just looked at it, and I was like, nah, fuck it. Because I didn't want to get on my hands or something, because that's gross. So I just let it go about its way while I let it watch me shower.
Oh, I just spray it with water, let it go down the drain.
Well, it was on the shower curtain.
Oh.
So I was just like, nah, fuck it. I just let it hang out, and I let it watch me. It voyeured me when I took a shower. Then I got out of the shower, and I was like, yeah, I'll just let it live. Like, that's crazy progression in my mind.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. I still kill the shit out of them.
I don't know. I'll have to, like, draw it for you, because, like, it was the
I don't care how small it is.
It was the least scary. It didn't even look like a normal spider. It just looked like a little, like, piece of shit. Like, it was something.
If it's moving, I'm going to kill it.
But I don't know. I can't explain it. If it was, like, a black body, like a fuzzy spider, that thing would have been dead. I would have been out of there with a fucking stick hitting it. But
yeah.
It wasn't scary. So I just let it go. Just let it live. Trying that new thing of just letting things live.
Now it's going to grow and get terrifying.
It's going to be arachnophobia in my house now because I didn't kill one little spider.
Yeah. But maybe it won't be out for revenge.
No, maybe it'll, like, protect me.
Maybe.
Like how the neighbor's dog does.
Yeah.
Because the neighbor's dog, my neighbor's dog name is Boo. It's this awesome dog. It just has my back. Like, comes over, anytime there's somebody over the house that, like, hasn't seen before, it's already on guard, like about to strike and kill it, unless I say no. Like, I control it. I'm the dog whisperer when it comes to that dog. Probably just because I give it a bunch of Doritos and stuff, so.
Yeah, we feed it, like
Doritos, mac and cheese.
Doritos, mac and cheese, mandarin oranges. That dog actually didn't love the mandarin oranges.
No, loves Doritos.
Loves Doritos.
She loves Doritos. Super into Doritos. I don't know if she's had Doritos Jack 3D yet. Haven't gave her those yet. Haven't bought those yet.
No.
Did you know the SummerSlam is presented by Doritos Jack 3D?
I do. I do know that.
Yeah. Things are heating up towards SummerSlam, huh?
Presented by Doritos Jack 3D.
The next day, Perch and Bobby, or Perch and Jeff, I have Bobby in my notes because I thought the kid's name was fucking Bobby
no.
The whole episode, but it was Jeff, his little brother's, dingus brother's name is Bobby. But Perch and Jeff are walking around outside and they're talking about what kind of song they should write next. Jeff thinks it should be a love song. Perch thinks it should be about living life on the road.
Yeah.
No, they've never been
they've
in love,
never,
and they've never been out of the town they live
like,
in.
How old do you think they're, like, 12, 13?
Yeah, maybe. 11?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is so hard.
They're 16.
Yeah. And Jeff's mom comes outside, and she's like, oh, I have to go to a banquet tonight. And, oh, yeah, I couldn't find Montana. That's the dog's name. And she tells them this at, I'd say it looks like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
They don't start looking for the dog until midnight.
No, it's completely dark. There's there's not even a hint of sunlight. And this is the middle of the summer, so at the earliest, it's like 11:30.
Yeah. It's
so they've waited
a long time. They waited so long.
They waited like 8 hours?
They waited until it got scary outside. Yeah. That's what they always do in these episodes. Like, that's, well, that's I can do this now. I'm going to wait till it's terrifying.
Yeah, I could do this now where I can see more than 4 feet in front of me. I'm going to wait till it's spooky out.
Just like in Say Cheese and Die, in the episode when it's like, man, we should go to that warehouse and check things out. Let's go at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Why would you go to Spider's house that late?
Let's wait till spooky o'clock.
Oh, my God. It's like, what is the time? Is it 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock when it's like, that's dead time?
Yeah.
Remember in those shows?
Yep.
I think it's like 3 o'clock or something. That's dead time. That's when there's most spirits activity. Let's wait till then.
Yeah.
But Jeff and Perch tell Bobby to stay in the yard and play t-ball. This kid looks too old to play t-ball.
He does.
He looked so much older in the kitchen.
I think he had to have been on a stool or something.
He was on his tiptoes or something. Yeah. He might have been on his tippy toes because he looked a lot older in the kitchen. And Perch and Jeff find Montana's Nerf football that she plays with because, you know, dogs play with those. They don't just eat them in 2 seconds.
Yeah. If my dog gets a hold of anything, like, remotely chewy, it's gone in 2 seconds.
I haven't seen a Nerf football that doesn't have a bite taken out of it. I don't care if you don't even have a dog. Somehow a dog bit that.
Yeah.
They're always missing a chunk on it. Mm-hmm. Every single one. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. Fuck Nerf. Nerf footballs are awful. We're talking vortexes. That's another
vortexes
story.
Vortexes are the shit.
That's another story. With the little whistler in them.
Oh, I forgot about the whistler ones.
Yeah.
Remember the one? I remember there. I think they might have just been regular Nerf footballs where they had like a thing in the middle where they like lit up so you could play football at night.
Yeah.
Those are pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Those are really awesome. Bobby hits a fucking bomb from this T-ball though. Like it looked like Cabrera hit one. Like fucking Miggy.
Yeah.
Reigning Triple Crown winner, Miggy, fucking destroyed it.
He hit the dinghy.
Got the dinghy, man. And he runs into the woods to grab the ball, but next he's caught in a giant web.
Yeah, just a big spider web.
He's gone.
Just a big, glowing spider web.
Bobby is no more. So Perch and Jeff start hearing random noises, and everything they're saying is like echoing in the woods.
Yeah, it's like echoing back to him.
Then they just come across another giant spider web.
Yeah.
And
like they almost run into it.
Yeah, Perch is like, "Whoa, man, you got some serious spiders here."
Yeah. These are us. These are actual spider webs.
Yeah, we do. And then they come across like a huge steel door in the woods. And then they just open the door.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's a steel door going. It's like the APA's office door.
Yeah, it's just a door. It doesn't lead anywhere. So then Jeff just throws the Nerf in there.
Yeah.
And then the door closes. The old man is up and it throws it out like, no, this isn't a fucking vortex. I don't want this shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're the reason vortexes were created.
Maybe.
They gave him the Nerf and then they just made it better.
Yeah. Then they gave it to John Elway.
Then he threw it out of the stadium. Then he was like, I don't want this. Threw it out of the stadium. Oh, I love that commercial. But yeah, then they're kind of scared from that because when the ball comes back out, like, I think it hits him in the dick. Like, it's low.
Yeah.
It was coming in hot and it was low. So then they run back to the house, and they can't find Bobby.
No.
They run into the basement, and then they've received 5 new messages from the alien dudes.
Mm-hmm. Each of them, like, it shows where they're originating from, and each one gets closer to Earth.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, the last one was sent from Earth. They're here.
Yeah,
no shit. That's why there's glowing fucking spider webs everywhere.
It might just be some new spiders.
Yeah, a new huge, it's the camel spiders that are just taking over. And Perch goes looking for Bobby, but then he's just caught in a giant web.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only Jeff now. He's the only survivor.
This web appeared in the house.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Real spooky. Mm-hmm. Jeff runs outside to the giant door, and he has a stick now. So he's going to beat some ass. Beat some alien butt.
Well, he sticks the stick into the door.
Mm-hmm. Just to see if like it'll like make him stay alive or something.
He's like, well, I don't know if this will burn me, so I'll stick this, because this stick has the same
consistency of his skin, the same molecules,
yeah,
same thing. So then he puts his hand in a little bit, and he's like, oh. He like looks at his hand like 6 times, it's definitely a braai. Yeah. So he goes in.
He goes in.
And then he finds everybody just in these like giant like pods.
Mm-hmm.
Then he just starts hitting the stick on it, like, that's not going to do anything.
It's not
going
to do anything.
And then instead of just being like, man, how can I get these open? Fucking Perch is just like, everything's done in tones.
Everything's done with tones, well, man.
He looks so weak, and he's just like, Jeff, everything's done in tones in their universe, so just do a D-sharp, and it'll open these doors. And
he knows
exactly how to open it.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like, Jeff wasn't like, man, maybe these like music tones, maybe that'll do something. Perch just fucking knows.
Perch just knows D sharp, bro.
Just play a D sharp and then I'll get out of here and you'll save us all. So he runs into the house, grabs his little boombox. Well, first he records a D sharp.
Oh, yeah.
He grabs a boombox, runs out. Then he's just caught in a giant web.
Yeah.
And like, you and I, we've seen this one before. It's been a long time. We were like, oh shit! Cause like, he was fucked. But yeah,
caught big ass spider web.
Yeah, but luckily it's the 90s and he has like 9 layers on.
So he takes off his outer denim shirt, his giant denim shirt.
He's wearing another giant shirt underneath.
Yeah, he's got on like 6 shirts.
He's not even wearing a V-neck and it goes down to his nipples. Yeah. Like that's a normal shirt.
Yeah.
It is that low. And he goes back to the door and the boombox isn't working. Yeah. He just hits it a couple times. That works though.
That works then for Bonzi.
He gets everybody out. I know. And they come outside. Next, they're surrounded by webs.
Surrounded by a giant spider. At this point, I kind of think it might have been cooler if they were big spiders.
Yeah. But the webs disappear, and we see a couple aliens, and they're just like, yeah, we just came here to get our kid.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what do you mean? They're like, oh, yeah, your kid heard our message, and he came to play with you guys.
Yeah, he's like, the message you sent out just says, we're toys, come play with us.
Yeah, but then Perch notifies them, we're not toys. We are people. It's so stupid. Yeah. Thanks for the clarification, Perch. Yeah. You know, I wasn't.
We are not toys. We are people.
That's exactly how he played it. We're not even going to get, that's going to be our clip.
That's the clip.
At the end of the episode. It's going to be that scene. And, then the aliens just leave.
Yeah. You can see their spaceship take off, like, from behind some trees, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then
cut
to them down in the basement again, and then they're just playing like their new song that they made.
I guess
for them.
They agreed on a new song.
Yeah, and it was like we are not toys, bagadoo gabadoo, and it's like that. It's a pretty good song. It's been in my head since it happened.
It's a pretty good tune.
But I think what they're doing now is they're just gonna piss them off. They're just bothering them. They don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah, like this kind of backfired on them before because like before you only sent like 3 notes. Now you're sending a whole song. Who knows what you're saying?
This is before Napster, though, so they're lucky that they don't just rip the song and throw it on the internet,
because
they're not going to make any money off of it.
No, they're not going to get any royalties from it, all the alien royalties.
Yeah. Well, CDs are still really huge over there.
Yeah.
People still buy physical
media. Like, if you can't get the intergalactic royalties to your music, like, you're fucked.
Yeah. And then, that's just it.
That's
episode's
it.
Over.
Yeah.
Well, we see Stig in, like, complete darkness, and it's terrifying, too. Like, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure Stig raped Kiki.
Well,
because
Kiki has, like, some family over, and they're, like, her uncle's snoring a lot or something.
Yeah.
So Stig's like, you can stay with me if you want.
Stay at my house.
I promise I won't rape you.
Spoiler, he rapes her.
Spoiler alert, he definitely
rapes
her.
We never see Kiki again.
Yeah.
She's dead. I really do think, after this episode, though, there's one more, and I don't think Kiki's in the next season. Like, dead serious. I don't think she is.
Yeah.
Because it was the last season they did, and then they came back for like 2 more, remember?
Yeah.
So Kiki really isn't seen.
Kiki's gone.
She's dead. Stig ate her. So what do you think about this episode? I know it's a little different. Are we going to have a different segment for this? Are we still doing spookies?
I don't know.
How many Garys are you going to give this one?
14. I'm going to give it 14 Garys.
I'm giving it 20 Garys. I like this
episode. This is a good episode.
Oh, I fucking love it, man. There's so many dumb fucking lines in this.
Yeah.
It rules. Glad we're doing this monthly Midnight Society thing. It's going to be sweet to be able to watch some of these.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you want to hit? Are you good?
I think we're good.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy with this if you are.
I'm happy. I'm just happy we got to watch an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm ecstatic about it.
I look forward to the next one.
Me? As I do as well. So, as always, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at TheRealFredDurst.
At QuiltFace.
At GersburnsPod.
GersburnsPodcast.com.
YouTube.com/GersburnsPodcast, which we're going to be trying to hopefully put up some, like, more content, because we kind of always forget we have it.
Yeah.
So probably just, like, more dumb shit that we just rip and throw on there, because it doesn't exist on YouTube before that. But we might do, like, some original stuff on there, too. We'll see.
Yeah.
Rate, subscribe, review on iTunes. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
That's about it.
Go on our .com. Go on Amazon. We have the Hulu Plus.
Oh yeah, go to Hulu Plus. You get an extended free trial if you use our link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only through us.
Only through us. You can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah, you can't get it on every other podcast.
Yeah, but you should use ours because we have less money than fucking everybody.
Than like, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Than Stone Cold. And,
yeah. He's worth like $90 million.
Yeah.
And he has a Hulu Plus thing.
I think Mark Maron might have a little more money than we do too.
Yeah. So fuck them. Support us.
I wouldn't say fuck Stone Cold.
Support the Guerrilla Radio.
If you don't use ours, use Stone Cold's though.
Well, speaking of Stone Cold, Stone Cold always talks about Pellegrino water.
Oh yeah.
So I bought some though because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah.
Obviously. And it's fucking vile.
Yeah, I kind of, you should have consulted with me because I could have told you
Stone
that.
Stone Cold said this though.
Well, because when I worked at the airport, I used to find it every once in a while.
Stone Cold loves it and it's gross, but I think it's because Stone Cold just eats like cigarettes and booze. I don't think he has taste buds anymore.
No.
It's gross, dude. It tastes like spoiled water.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So I washed it down with other water. With real water.
With like Kroger water.
Yeah. it was better, dude, it was terrible.
Much less expensive. Because Pellegrino is pretty fucking pricey.
Well, I got a 6-pack for under $4.
I guess it's not that bad.
No.
But still, you got to think. You can buy a 24-pack of water for like $3.
Yeah. And that aspect, no thank you.
Yeah.
And it was also disgusting.
Yeah.
But I like that. I mean, I almost thought that this water was going to give me a CGF factor of 9, to be honest, which is the crippled goose factor.
Yeah.
If you're not listening to Stone Cold's podcast by now, you should.
Yeah, you definitely should be.
All he talks about is, like, almost shitting his pants and then shitting in a toilet. That's all he talks about.
Almost shitting his pants and then shitting at, like, a truck stop.
That's it. He doesn't talk about anything else.
Unless he's interviewing, like, Scott Hall, which is cool.
Yeah. He just talks about shitting like a crippled goose.
Not sure what that means.
That's it. Fuck, he's awesome.
Yeah.
So listen to that.
He's exactly the person that you want him to be.
Yeah. He's everything I've hoped for and more.
Yeah. I love him.
He's legitimately the only person I think, the only celebrity I ever want to meet.
Yeah.
I just want to hug him.
We almost met him at that monster truck show.
So close yet so far. When he was hanging out with Porkchop.
Yeah, Porkchop. He wasn't a midget, was he? I think he was just like a really small dude.
I don't know. Because he had a tiny little race car. That Stone Cold was in.
Tiny Monster Truck?
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I love Stone Cold.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. So, yeah, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
We'll see you guys next week with a normal Goosebumps episode. Safe to say.
Yeah. Don't forget, we are people!
Your language is English.
Yeah. What do you want?
I came to take my child home. He came to your planet when he heard your message.
That's our song.
In our language, that means we're toys. He came to play with toys.
He's a kid?
Yes.
Who knew?
That means I've come to play.
We are not toys, lady. We are people.
I am sorry. We will leave you now. Please don't think badly of my son. He only came to play.
Hey, yo. 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 Hey, yo.
All right, for a minute there, I thought we lost the... What a winner. Whoa.
Hey, yo.
See you later. Alligator.